This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, so Yossi said if we're going to talk about Pesach Sheni, we have to bring in a Munkacher, right? Remember? Yeah, so we have to bring in something from the Shaar Yisachar. So I want to share with you something very interesting. We know that on Pesach, I have one of my Haggadahs over here. So by Koirech, we say, Zecher l'mikdash k'hilel. Kain also Hillel, b'zman shebeis ha-mikdash ha-yakayim. This is what Hillel did when the Beis HaMikdash stood. He would tie together matzah and marar, and he would eat it together. Okay, everybody says it. But the question is, and this is mamash hafla of a fella, we're quoting the wrong pasuk. Al matzah sumroi miyachluhu is parak tes pasuk yud al fashas v'haloyischa by the parash of Pesach Sheni. By Pesach Sheni, it says Al Matzos Umroim Yechuhu. By Pesach Rishon, it doesn't say Al Matzos Umroim Yechuhu. What does it say by Pesach Rishon? Va'achlu Oisav Laila Zet Sli Eish U Matzos, comma Al Meroirim Yechuhu. Doesn't say Al Matzos Umroim Yechuhu. It says Sli Eish U Matzos Al Meroirim Yechuhu. So why would Hillel, when the Beis Hamikdash stood on Pesach proper, he would tie together matzah and maror and say the pasuk that's not relevant to Pesach Rishon, he would say the pasuk by Pesach Sheni. And because of this, many achrayim say where there's a tos, soifer in the Haggadah, you need to say, l'kai ma'asha nemar, tzli eish u'matzois, al meroi rim yechlo. Because it's the wrong pasuk. So there's a big discussion about this. This is the question of the Belzer Rebbe, the Sar Shalma Belz. Yeah? And his son, Rabbi Shul Amibel, says that the Kavana of the Haggadah is not a statement, but rather it's a bakasha. Because Ba'amanoseinu Arabim, here we are, it's Yodaled Nisan, it's Tezvav Nisan, and Madu Aloy Ba Ben Yishai, Gam Tumoel, Gam Hayoim, David HaMelech still hasn't come, he hasn't shown up yet. So we hoped that when Pesach would come, we would be Zoicha to be Makar of the Karm Pesach. But we're not Zoicha to be Mekayim the Karm Pesach. So therefore we say Koirech with the Pasuk of Pesach Sheni as a Bakasha, that we hope that in between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, Mashiach will come. And we should taka be Zoicha to be Makar of not Pesach Rishon, but Pesach Sheni. That's the Belzer Rebbe's Teretz. Okay, you got it? So he learns the Haggadah is Dafka, the Gersa is Dafka. We specifically need to quote the Pasuk of, it's a tefillah, it's a Bakasha. Okay, l'kayim ha-shenemer, al matzoy sumroyim l'chiyu. L'kayim ha-shenemer, we hope that by the time Pesach Sheni comes, we should be zoicha to eat the Pesach Sheni. Okay. Got it? So the story goes like this. It came to the Shalom Eishav, Rabbi Yosef Shal HaLevi Natanzan, great Shalom Eishav, the Paisa Kadar, and he sort of was matmiya on the Belzer Rebbe. He was matmiya on the Belzer Rebbe that it can't be. It can't be, this is a tefillah, it has to be a mistake over here. There's no way that this is a tefillah. Why is there no way this is a tefillah? Because the Gemara says like this, the Gemara says that, let's say a guy is Tamei, then he brings the Karm Pesach, Pesach Sheni. Let's say 10 people are Tamei, they go to Pesach Sheni. What if the majority of Klal Yisrael is Tamei? So the halacha is very good. Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, they're not Nidcha to Pesach Sheni. Yochid Nidcha, Vein Tzibur Nidcha. So says the Reb Shaul Levi Natanzan, it's not true. How could you say it's about Kasha? All of Klal Yisrael are Tamei. If all of Klal Yisrael are Tamei, so then we're not going to bring a Pesach Sheni because the Tzibur is not Hutcha to Pesach Sheni. The Tzibur would be Makrev on Pesach Rishon. That was the Kasha of the Shalom Eishav. However, the story goes that Rabbi Yosef Naftali Stern, grandson of Chassam Sofer, also had this Kasha. And he came before Rabbi Aaron of Belz. And Rabbi Aaron of Belz says, no, you're making a mistake. Why? The halacha that a tzibur is not nidcha to Pesach Sheni is only if the tzibur is tamei. But there's Yushalmi. The Yushalmi discusses what would happen if Beis HaMikdash is built between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. The Yishalmi brings the machlokes, but there is an opinion that even though Tum Hotra B'Tzibur and only a Yachid is Nidchet to Pesach Sheni, but if the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, then Taka, we would be Makir of the Karim Pesach and Pesach Sheni. So this reinstates the Chiddush of the Belz Rebbe, the Sar Shalma of Belz, who Rebbe Yeshua of Belz, that the Kavana, the Baal Haggadah, it's a Lashon Bakash and it's a Lashon Tefillah, that we should be Zoicha, the Beis HaMikdash should be built, and we'll bring the Karim Pesach in Yerushalayim. So this is a famous sort of vikuach, a famous conversation, story. You have Rabbi Shua of Belz, who said it's a bakasha that we hope the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt and we makru the Karim Pesach in Yerushalayim. The kasha of the Rabbi Shaul Halevi Natanzan, that ain't sibor nidchis, only a yachid is nidchis. And then the answer based on this, Yushami. So the truth is, let's try to understand two points over here. Number one, why does the Torah write a different lashon by Pesach Rishon and by Pesach Sheni? By Pesach Rishon it says Tzli Eish U'Matzos Amaroyim Yechluhu, and by Pesach Sheni it says Al Matzos Amaroyim Yechluhu. What's the pshat in that? So I saw last night from the Shari Saschar of the Munkacher, he says a very simple reason why by Pesach Rishon it says Tzli Eish U'Matzos Al Maroyim Yechluhu, and by Pesach Sheni it says Al Matzos Amaroyim Yechluhu. This is a very pashut reason. It's a halacha. We know by Pesach Rishon, let's say a person has no Karban Pesach, you still have to eat matzah. There's an independent mitzvah to eat matzah. What's the mitzvah? But Erev Teichlu Matzos. So the mitzvah to eat a kezayis of matzah. There's another mitzvah to eat matzah with the Karban Pesach. U Matzos Amaroyim Yechluhu. There are two mitzvahs. There's one to eat matzah and one to eat matzah more with the Karban Pesach. Bizman hazeh, Rabbi say, is matzah d'oraisa or is matzah d'rabbanan? Daraisa. What do you mean? Well, we don't have a Karban Pesach. It's not dependent on the Karban Pesach. There's an independent mitzvah of matzah. Ba'arav teichlu matzahs. What about maror? Bezmana says maror daraisa or maror drabanan. Maror is drabanan because maror is dependent on the Karban Pesach. We don't have a Karban Pesach, so we don't have maror daraisa. So now the question is, Pesach Sheni. Is there a mitzvah to eat matzah? No mitzvah to eat matzah. The mitzvah is to eat matzah with the Karban Pesach. We don't have a Karban Pesach, you don't eat matzah. So that's pshat in the Lashon HaTorah. Tzli Eish U'Matzos. Matzah is separate. Matzah is the equivalent of Karban Pesach. So we say, Tzli Eish U'Matzos. The matzah is separate. Al Meroyrim Yechlu. You eat the matzah on the Maror, but the matzah has an independent status, the same way the Karban Pesach has a mitzvah d'oraisa. Tzli Eish U'Matzos. Al Meroyrim Yechlu. By Pesach Sheni, there's no mitzvah to eat matzah. So Pesach Sheni, it says, Al Matzos U'Meroyrim Yechlu. Eat the Karban Pesach with matzah and Maror. So that's how the Munkacher explains the nuance of difference between the Lashon by Pesach Rishon and by Pesach Sheni. By Pesach Rishon, Matzah is a Doraisa like Karban Pesach. So it equates Matzah to Karban Pesach. It says, U'Matzos Al Meroyim Yechluhu. By Pesach Sheni, there's no independent Mitzvah Matzah. So it says, Al Matzos Meroyim Yechluhu. Fine. But it's interesting, the Munkacher brings down this whole Torah. He says it on his own. He says, we say in the Haggadah, Al Matzos Amaroyim Yechluhu. And the question is, why are we quoting the wrong Pasuk? And he says, some want to say, he says, V'rabim shamati sharatzu l'shabesh hanuscha. Many want to change the Gersa. Olagia, the Pasuk, Al Matzos Amaroyim Yechluhu. But you can't say every Haggadah in the world is a mistake. You know, there are like a million Haggadahs out there. You can't say they're all wrong. So he says very pashut that the truth is benisan negalu benisan asidim ligoil. But once Lel Pesach comes and the goil tzedek hasn't come by erev Pesach, so we know he's not coming yet. So what are we going to do about the Karban Pesach? So we know from the Yushalmi that if Mashiach comes when Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, the whole tzibur will be pushed off the Pesach Sheni. So it's a tefillah. He says this whole pshat. So the question is in Svara, why should it make a difference? Why, if the tzibur of Klal Yisrael are tamei, they are not pushed off to Pesach Sheni, because ein tzibur nidchim, and if the Beis HaMikdash is built between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, then they do bring Pesach Sheni. Why should it matter whether the whole tzibur is tamei, and then they don't get pushed off, or if we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, and then they do get pushed off? What would the svara be? Because l'chayr it's gzeiras hakasav. The Gemara dashes the pasuk ein tzibur nidches, so ein tzibur nidches, So then, either way, whether they're Tameh or whether there's no Beis HaMikdash, why should it matter? So I happened to see last night. There is an opinion. You'll
people will like not be Tameh anymore, right? You go to. I mean, it's also like.
They won't be Tameh. Yeah, but right? We don't push off. The Tzibur doesn't get to bring Pesach Sheni, whether they're Tameh or whether there's no Beis HaMikdash. So I happen to see the Minchas Chinuch is not discussing this Gersa in the Haggadah, but he happens to discuss some of these halachas, and mitoch dvarav, you'll see why it makes a difference whether we say Ein Sibur Nidchis, three sheets, or we say Ein Sibur Nidchis, but when there's no Beis HaMikdash, it is Nidchis. So we're going to start with Ois Yod Aleph, on page Ayin Aleph. You have page Ayin Aleph? Yeah. Okay, let's go to Yud Aleph. V'hinei hanidchim lePesach Sheni, heim davka miyad hakahal. When you're pushed off to Pesach Sheni, it's only the minority of the tzibur. Aval mechtsa, but if it's half and half, let's say there are 100 Jews, let's say there are 1,000 Jews, and 500 are tamei, umikol shekein roi vakol, and certainly the majority, ein oisin Pesach Sheni. We don't make Pesach Sheni, v'zug zeres hakasav. Okay, Yachid Nidchas, Ve'ein Tzibur Nidchas. Fine. So here's a shayla. V'ne'im ha'yuroiv ha'kol tamei meis barishayin. If the majority of Klal Yisrael were tamei by Pesach Rishayin, ha'kol oisim Pesach Rishayin. Everyone does Pesach Rishayin. Af ha'tohoyrim. Even, now, like this. The majority of Klal Yisrael are tamei. Everyone does Pesach Rishayin. And but what about what? It's not fair because those who are tahar are now going to become tamei because they're joining together with the tameim to be makir of the Pesach Rishon. He says, so what? The tahirim will join the tameim to be makir of the karban Pesach Rishon. Af ha tahirim yasu b'tumah shenemar vayi anoshim tameim lenefesh adam. And the drasha is like this: anoshim yichidim nidchem ve'in tzibur nidchem, rak oisim b'tumah ki tumah dechuya b'tzibur. Tumah is pushed off b'tzibur. V'harambam kasav. The davar zehu b'tumas meis bovad. This whole din that tuma is pushed off, is tuma is dechuya, is only b'tzibur, is only tamei meis. What if the majority of Klal Yisrael try to catch the squirrel in the roof? Okay, so then now they're tamei squirrel. So do we say they could be marked of the Karm Pesach? No.
You're saying dechuya, right?
Dechuya. Yeah, it's that means like this tuma. Yeah. That's the Lashon of the Gemara. It happens to be we pask in Hutra. It's not relevant whether Dechuya or Hutra. Either way, but you're right, the Lashon is Dechuya. So the Rambam says, Davar zeh b'tumas meis bovad, nira d'b'chol ha-tumais, by all tumais, afilu naga b'sharetz, v'nevela, ein nidchis ha-tuma, we can't push away the tuma. V'chein kasa perek da'ad mi'bias mikdash, halach yed beiz, lehedya, d'davka tumas meis nidchis b'tzibor, v'loi tumas sharetz.
What was the kasha by Chanukah?
They weren't Tuma, it was Tuma Mace by Chanukah. The Tuma by Chanukah was Tuma's Mace. Because they were involved in the war and they touched dead bodies. That's why Tosfos asks, what do you mean? Goyim are Matame as like a Zav. So if Goyim are Matame as Zav, so then the Shemin is Tame. And we don't say Hutra B'tzibor on Tuma Zav. So Tosfos has to say maybe it was before the Gzeira that Goyim are Matame by Zav. But only Tumas Neis is Hutra B'tzibur, or Hutra B'tzibur. Okay, the Kan be right? Ha'elahadiyo didavka Tumas Neis nidchas B'tzibur v'loi Tumas Sharetz. The Kan be halachaches le'inyan achila mevur b'dvarv de nidchas atoma l'chol tamei maga. Rak betuma hayoyts me'aguf kagoyin zavin loy nidchas. Okay, so the Rambam sort of is mashma that there are other tumais which are pushed off. Now go to the next paragraph. Hayu mechtsa tohirin u mechtsa tamei meis. What if it's half and half? Because we said that tzibur is not hodcha. In other words, the tzibur tuma hodcha betzibur, and they're going to be makrivit betuma on Pesach Rishon, and the tohirim are going to be makriv with them. What about half and half? Then we say like this. Even though half of Klal Yisrael that are Tameh, they're going to be makriv of the carbon by Pesach Rishon, But we're not going to make the half that are tahar become tame to the half. In other words, we'll only make a miyud of Klal Yisrael who are tahar become tame to the roif. But we're not going to make half become tame. So what do we say? They have two separate chaburas. Halalu oisin la'atzan b'tahara, halalu oisin la'atzan b'tumah. These do it themselves b'tahara, and these do it themselves b'tumah. Vim hayu ha'tmeyim oidfim al ha'tahirim, afilu echad. And if the tmeyim were even one more, then the tahirim oisim kulam b'tumah, then everyone does it b'tumah, da'af yachid machriya, even one could outweigh them. Vim hayu ha'tahirim oidfim echad. What if you have one more tahar guy than tameh? Then the Tmeim, what happens to them? Then they're not the Roiv, then they're not the Tzibur, and then they get pushed off. Ha Tmeim Oisim B'Sheni Kedin Miyot. Ah, now here's the million dollar. What about the ladies? So listen to this. Hayu Anoshim B'Pesach Rishon Mechza Tahirim U'Mechza Tmeim. So you have 50-50. So what do you do by 50-50? So the 50 who are, we say, Tuma Hodcha B'Tzibur, and the people are Gmi Makrif B'Tuma by Pesach Rishon. But if you now count the women, you're going to have roiv tahirim. Uchshat moina nashim gam kein haroiv tahirim. So now, what are we going to do? Then we're going to have the miyot guys. Do we count the ladies to make the miyot to make those who are tameh the miyot to push them off? Ha tahirim oisin es harishain. Those who are tahar do pesach rishain. V'hatameim ein oisin es harishain. Why? Because they're the miyot. Davlu miyot kivan denashim ah. Now there's a very interesting thing. Do women have to be makriv korban pesach? Yes, they have to be. They have to eat the korban pesach. They have to be makriv it, or someone has to be makriv it for them. Let's say they didn't. Do they have to bring pesach sheni? No, it's rishus. So women have a unique halacha. Pesach rishon for women is chayva. Pesach sheni for women is rishus. So he says like this. If you have 50-50, let's say 100 men tamei, 100 men tahar, and all the women are tahar, so the women could be used in the calculation for Pesach Rishon, because for Pesach Rishon, women are chayva. So they create it that the men who are tamei are a miyot, now the men who are tamei are going to get pushed off. Umiyot ein oisin as harishon b'toma. So now the question is, does this miyot, are they makriv Pesach Sheni? They're not makriv Pesach Sheni either. Why not? Because they're not allowed to. Why? Because legabe Pesach Sheni, they're a tzibur. What do you mean? But the women, we don't count women for Pesach Sheni. We'll count the women for Pesach Rishon to make it that it's roiv tahirim and the mir who are tameim cannot be makriv Pesach Rishon. But we won't count the women for Pesach Sheni to allow them to be makriv Pesach Sheni because legabe Pesach Sheni, they're not a tzibur. They're only 50-50.
No,
the women are all tahar. That's the scenario. The women are all tahar. So legabe Pesach Rishon, we're going to count the women. If we count the women, those who are tamei are a miyot. If they're a miyot, they can't be makriv Pesach Rishon. So these tameim can't be makriv Pesach Rishon. So they're getting ready, they're getting prepared to be makriv carbon Pesach Sheni. Comes Pesach Sheni, we say you can't be makriv. Why can't you be makriv? Because they're not roiv. Why are they not roiv? We say they can't be makriv Pesach Sheni because they're a roiv. How are they a roiv? They're 50-50. They're a miyot because if you count the ladies, they're a miyot. No, we don't count the ladies for Pesach Sheni. The ladies only count for Pesach Rishon because legabe Pesach Rishon, women are a chayva, and legabe Pesach Sheni, women are rishos. You hear the cheshon of Minchas Tanach? He says, one more time, first white line, dehavelu miyot. These tameim are a miyot, kiven denoshim barishon chayva. Women by Pesach Rishon are a chayv. Umiyot ein oisin es harishon b'tuma. Miyot cannot be makriv Pesach Rishon b'tuma. Ve'ein oisin es hasheni gamkin. They also can't be makriv Pesach Sheni. Kiven denoshim b'sheni rishus. Women by Pesach Sheni are rishus. Loi nimnu hanoshim. We're not going to count them. V'havalu mechza. And now the men are 50. Umechza ein oisin es hasheni. Umechza cannot be makriv Pesach Sheni. They have to be roiv. Excuse me, they have to be less than roiv. They have to be less than 50.
And we said they chiv the rice from a pasuk, even though it's a mitzvah such as my grandma.
Why?
They're chayv on the lavin. So it's chayv on the lavin, they're also chayv on
the pasuk. Okay, next. I need the other page. You have another page for me? Mm-hmm. Next page. Do you have a mitzvah? You have an extra second page?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then we go to... Oishud Gimel. You have Oishud Gimel? On the next page? I see a gimel on the next page. So what's the Gzeiras HaKasav? Only a miut could make Pesach Sheni. So a miut cannot be makrev, but a miut is pushed off to Pesach Sheni. That's why, if the only reason what made them a miut was the ladies, then they can't be makrev Pesach Sheni, because legabe Pesach Sheni we don't count ladies, and they're not a miut. So if they're not a miut, they can't be makrev Pesach Sheni. But they couldn't be makrev Pesach Rishon either, because they were tameh. And legabe Pesach Rishon, we're going to count the ladies. Now we have a new scenario. Ready? Kvar kasavnu ba'isir aleph. The gzeras hakasav davka miyod oisim hasheni. Only minority can be makrev Pesach Sheni. Aval roiv v'chein mechtsa ein oisin. The majority of Klal Yisrael, or even half, cannot do Pesach Sheni. So listen to the following scenario. Imkain. Im miyod nidchu. Let's say like this. There are 1,000 Jews. 900 are tahar. 100 were tameh. And these 100 got pushed off to Pesach Sheni. And Ubein Shnei Psachim, and in the interim, Nisgairu Harbe Gerim. Torah Anytime became very popular, and there were a lot of Gerim. I just got an email, not an email, I got a message from somebody at a Shaila. Where you live? He lives in northeast India. He's from the B'nai Menashe. And he's coming to Eretz Yisrael. He's going to make Aliyah. But they already have the status in 2005. Rabbi Shlomo Amar Paskin, the Menei at Menashe are considered Jews. They only need Geirus L'chumrah. So it could happen. You know, between Pesach Rish and Pesach Sheni, there were many, many Geirim. Oy nizgadlu harbektanim, or there were a lot of 12-year-olds. And they all became Bar Mitzvah between Pesach Rish and Pesach Sheni. And now, what we thought was only a miut who need to bring Pesach Sheni, now it's the majority of Klal Yisrael. You got 10,000 Geirim. And now the majority of Klal Yisrael has to bring Pesach Sheni. They're out to Rav Tzira Mechza. Now we know the majority cannot bring Pesach Sheni. So here these guys innocently thought by Pesach Rishon they're going to bring by Pesach Sheni. But 10 days later you added 10,000 Gerim. And now did they lose their ability to be makrev Pesach Sheni? You're the Shaila. In other words, they were by Pesach Rishon they were a miyot. Comes Pesach Sheni, they're ready to arrive. So L'chayra says Ben Chaschinuch, L'chayra ain't oisin Hasheni. They shouldn't make the sheni. Kiven de mechza, mikoshkein roiv einoisin sheni. The truth is, the majority of Klal Yisrael can't do Pesach sheni. And now,
those people didn't have choiva or Pesach Rishon. It's a different situation.
Pesach sheni is a makeup. So if they were mechoyiv to begin with, why should?
But here's the thing: if there were, let's say, minority of geirim, let's say you had 10 geirim who are megayer between Rishon and sheni, they will be makrev Pesach sheni, right?
No, but the whole point of the Pesach Sheni is a makeup for the Rishon. If you were mechoyev in the Rishon to begin with, why should you be allowed to be makrev?
But the halacha is that a ger who's nisgayer between Rishon and Sheni can. So if he can, l'chor we should use him to count,
right.
And then they should be mevatel these guys who thought they could bring makrev Sheni. In other words, if they need to bring it, why are they not mitzarif to the cheshbon?
Same thing comes up if it's bar mitzvah in between Pesach. They still make it, since even though they were potter at the time, it's still a chiyuv, it still carries on.
Okay. So pashtus is, now that the majority of Klal Yisrael needs to bring Pesach Sheni, they should not be able to. But halacha is, the guys who, by Pesach Rishon, were eligible, are still eligible. Why? Because the count does not go by now, the count goes by Pesach Rishon. And if by Pesach Rishon they were a miut, even though now, 10 days later, if by Pesach Rishon they're a miut, if by Pesach Sheni they're the roiv, they don't lose their opportunity to be makrev with Pesach Sheni.
What?
No, because by Noshim we count them by Pesach Rishon. Oh, so why do we count them again?
Right, meaning the same thing.
No, by Noshim different law, right?
You mean why, if we counted the women to be mechayev, to say that the women were chayev.
Right.
So since the women were chayev, it's roiv to hoirim, and they're tamei, and we said you could bring it.
Right.
But then we said you can't bring Pesach Sheni.
Because then we count the women for by Pesach Sheni.
Oh, okay, good. Gokashi was asking, how come by the women we're counting them by Pesach Sheni?
We don't count them by Pesach Sheni. They're not chayev by Pesach Sheni.
And says, we counted them Pesach Rishon what they're going to be by Pesach Sheni. So the count goes by Pesach Rishon. But the count goes right now for Pesach Rishon what you're a miyot. And therefore you can't be makrev. But right now for Pesach Sheni, you're not a miyot. So you can't do Pesach Sheni now. Meaning the numbers don't change. But the count is now, but we could project now, but we can't change the count later on. Yeah, but it's a good kasha. It's a good kasha.
You're basically saying that it goes by count, not by the groups. Even though we know that women will not be high Pesach Sheni, we still include them for Pesach Rishon.
Correct,
and
correct.
And vice versa, like people who became Bar Mitzvah
because
Gerim, they are nobody for Pesach Rishon, but we count them by Pesach Sheni.
So it's not...
So it's like,
no, we don't count Ketanim for Pesach Sheni. Oh, right, because...
No, they became Bar Mitzvah.
But they weren't here. If they weren't Bar Mitzvah, they weren't here. Mm-hmm. The women are here. Women are standing here. Right now they're Chayev, but for Pesach Sheni, they're Pater. So we could count them now, for now and for later. But a Katan, he's not eligible now. So he's not Oila and B'Cheshvan. Even though you'll say, count now, right now I know there's going to be a Katan by Pesach Sheni, so if he's going to be a Katan, he's going to be Chayev, so right now we should say he's Pater, project. So it's, the Pesach is that we're not projecting.
No, because Pesach Sheni is a Din and Pesach Rishon.
Right. So we're not projecting. We're not going to look in future numbers. We're looking in numbers right now. But right now, women are not chayiv in Pesach Sheni. So I want to get to one point here. Okay? So
you said...
One second. I got to go.
There is magiefa and people die.
Well,
because we will change numbers and we will count them back and forth?
Right. L'chayra, it would be the same. So he says like this. So Pashto says that if you're going to have people who become Bar Mitzvah or Gerim, they're going to make it that now these this miyot becomes a roiv and they shouldn't be able to do Pesach Sheni. Aba ema zeh inoy. The davar zeh, the roiv umiyot, this concept of are they the majority or minority, ha'ikar hu nechshav b'Pesach Rishon, it's counted by Pesach Rishon. Im ha'yu miyot b'Pesach Rishon, if they are the miyot b'Pesach Rishon, v'nidchu takeof l'Pesach Sheni, they're immediately pushed off to Pesach Sheni, av sha'achrei zeh, even if after this nisrabu harbe, many Jews will be added, mikom makom oisim ha'sheni, kivan sha'yu b'Pesach Rishon miyot, since by Pesach Rishon is a miyot, ugzeres ha'kos of the miyot nidchem, and there's a biblical rule that the miyot of Kais will get pushed off. V'chein im ha'yu b'Pesach Rishon roiv. Okay, vice versa. This was Ariel. This is your case, okay? Third line in the wide lines. Let's say you have the majority of Klal Yisrael by Pesach Rishon. Let's say the majority or half of Klal Yisrael are Tameh by Pesach Rishon. Af shenismatu acher kach. And then they got diminished. Like this. You have 1,000 Jews and 600 were Tameh. So now what? So what do we say?
I want to bring Pesach Rishon. We have Pesach Rishon. Right?
So what's this case? V'chinim ha'yu b'Pesach Rishon roiv what? Klal Yisrael?
The Einam Nidachim, they weren't pushed off.
They were Tahar, right? Roiv were Tamei.
Roiv were Tahar.
Tahar, the Einam.
They're not Nidcha.
Right.
Meaning the Tumah is not Nidcha. Right? So the Tumah, the Tumah is not Nidcha. If the Tumah is not Nidcha,
so they get pushed to Pesach Sheni.
They get pushed off, right? So you have Roiv of Klal Yisrael who are going to go to Pesach Sheni.
No, it's Miyot. The Roiv is Tahar.
Roiv of Klal Yisrael
is Tahar.
So so you have a Miyot who's going to be pushed off. You have a Miyot of Klal Yisrael who's going to be pushed off.
Yes.
So they're going to go to Pesach Sheni. Af shenismatu acharkach, and then they were diminished. These tameim were diminished. How's that? Kugain shechelak mehem tameim bePesach Sheni. Some of them were tamei. What?
The tahirim were diminished.
Ah, so the tahirim are diminished. So now the majority of Klal Yisrael are tamei. Okay, good. Oy beeza oifen, or some other scenario. So you had let's say 30% who were tamei, right? And then after between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, you have the majority of Klal Yisrael. But why would that change anything?
Did
I don't understand the case. There's no chiv at all.
It's the same concept that the Rav said before.
When is the nachal on them? That means by Pesach Sheni, it has to be by Pesach Rishon, the majority of Klal Yisrael were tamei. So there's probably a mistake over here. I mean, in other words, the majority were tamei, and then, okay, we get the point, right? Look in the end. Haklal deikur tali b'chazan the Pesach Rishon. Im he miyot nitchu. If they're a majority, if they're a minority, they get pushed off. Even if by that time the tmeim become a roiv, va'isem Pesach Sheni. But if they're a roiv, then Pesach Sheni is not chal, even if they got diminished. Okay, fine. So that's the rule. The count goes by Pesach Rishon. The count does not go by the interim period. So now here's the upshot. Okay, it comes out very gishmak. Let's see if we could. Yeah. Okay. The last dois. Ulafima shekasavti according to what I wrote. Okay, the ikar misharina ba'osim shem kan, that we basically evaluate it by those who are here, veroid sim lasos haPesach and wanna make the current Pesach, uva'osim she'enam kan, and those who are not here, loy misharinan klal, we don't evaluate at all. Meaning like this. Let's say you have 100 people who come to the Beis Hamikdash, and 10 of them are tamei. And 90 are tahar, so the 10 who are tameh are pushed off the Pesach Sheni. Let's say you have 100 people here, and 90 are tameh. The 90 who are tameh will not get pushed off, and they could be makir v'tumah, even though you have 10,000 Jews at home who don't want to be makir v'karm Pesach. Meaning, the Menachas Chinuch is saying now, the calculation of roiv and miyot is not based on Jews in the world. Not based on Jews in Eretz Yisrael, Jews who want to be makir the Karm Pesach. If you have Jews who are sitting at home, they're not oila in the cheshbon. So if you have 100 Jews at the Har Abayis, 90 of them are tamei, they're makir of the Karm Pesach. Either the minority of Klal Yisrael, no, they're majority. There are only 100 Jews who want to be makir of the Karm Pesach. And if vice versa, you have 100 Jews, 10 of them are tamei, they're gonna. Well, no.
What is it?
Well, maybe they can, but they're not here. At the end of the day, they're not here on Erev Pesach. They didn't come.
So
this is what they didn't come.
To bring
is what we want to bring it?
Yeah, the people that bring it. Yeah.
You mean they only count themselves?
But yeah, because they're the only ones that want to bring it. They're touch of the tzibur.
We don't count them in the cheshvan. Here, look what he says. Im kain din zed demi v'roiv. The din of Mir and Roiv are only those who are tamei who are standing outside of the Azara at the time of the Shechita. Aval afilu im Roiv Yisrael loybo lasis Pesach. Let's say the majority of Klal Yisrael don't even show up. Umiyud asu, and the miyud come. Oysam haRoiv shayu v'derech rechayka. The majority of Klal Yisrael who, let's say, 99% of Klal Yisrael got stuck in traffic. 99% of... So we say, oh, ain't Sibur Nidchis, right? We said, ain't Sibur Nidchis. No! Oysim HaSheni, Kiloy Nischayvu Klal B'Pesach Rishon. They're not Chayim in Pesach Rishon. Uwe Pesach Sheni Nischayvu. V'havu Luhu Kilo Harbe Geirim Nischayru D'Chayov in Pesach Sheni. What's the halacha if 10 million Geirim convert between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni? They're Makir Pesach Sheni. Why? But
so you have a scenario of Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni was chiyuv.
Yeah, so you have, let's say like this, you have 100 Jews in the Har Abayis and 10 of them are tamei, so they're going to be pushed off to Pesach Sheni. If you have 100 who are tamei, they're makir right then and there. Either the minority of Klal Yisrael, no, they're not, they're all of Klal Yisrael. We only count the Jews who are standing there on the Har Abayis. Haklal, look what the way he describes it. Hakal ikur din zeh, the miyot v'roiv, gzeres hakasafi, it's a biblical decree, rak bo'imdim kan v'yicholim lasis ha-pesach, only among those standing here, able to be makir l'karm Pesach. Im kein nira barer, im yivneh habayis b'mher v'yameinu. If the Beis HaMikdash were to be built, bein shnei ha-psachim, ayin b'shas Rosh Hashanah, gabei oimer d'ivni b'chameisar, kivan d'barishan lo'ha Yisrael sham, since by the Pesach Rishon there were no Jewish people, v'loy hayu mikdash, ain chiluk bein roiv l'miyot. There's no difference between roiv and miyot. You know why? Because nobody was there. Nobody was there. We only count the Jews who are there. And if there were no Jews there, im kein kol Yisrael chayavim lasos Pesach Sheni, Kamai ben Neskayru Gerim Harbe. Kidinim Elu. Deroiv Umiot. Hemrak Meha Oimdim Chutzla Azara. Are only taking into account those who stand outside the Azara. Kemavuar and the Rambam and the Shas, like we said. Avol Be'ein Oimdim. But if they're not standing there. Ve'ein Beis Hamikdash. Ein HaChesh Ben Azeh. V'chol Yisrael Yasu Pesach Sheni. Kein Nira Barar. So this chiddush, by the way, that the Munkacher said, that Rav Aaron of Bel said, to explain the Nusach of the Haggadah, Al Matzei Sumram Yechlu, because Rav Shol HaLevi Natanzana asked, the halach is, Ein Sibur Nidches. If Ein Sibur Nidches, what are you saying that the Beis HaMikdash is built, we're going to be Makar the Karim Pesach? It's not true. The Roiv of Klal Yisrael is not Makar of the Karim Pesach. So we said there must be a difference between when Roiv is Temeim and when there is no Beis HaMikdash. What's the difference? Menachas Chinuch is explaining the difference. When Roiv are Tmeim, so you have 100 Jews standing at the Azara, 10 are Tahar, 90 are Tamei, so we say that Tzibur is not Nidches. But that's only people Oymed outside the Azara are the only ones taken into the Cheshbon. But if there are nobody outside the Azara, and Koshkin, if there's no Azara, there's no Gzeres HaKos of Ein Tzibur Nidches, because no Tzibur, because there's nobody there, there's no Beis HaMikdash to stand outside of. So look what he writes. Va'ani koisiv zeh, and this chiddush that I'm saying, that there's a difference between roiv tmeim and no Beis HaMikdash, I'm writing this chiddush, bein shnei hapsochim, between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. Yihi ratzon sheyibane b'mheira koidem Pesach Sheni. V'nizke, v'nasa Pesach Sheni, amen v'amen. And then he writes, after I wrote this chiddush, I saw in the Yushalmi that it's taka machlokes tanoim. If the Beis HaMikdash will be built between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, one man d'amar says, Klal Yisrael be makar of the Pesach Sheni, and one man d'amar says, Lo Yakrivu. So it comes out, the Machlokes, the Shalom Eishev, and the Menachas Chinuch is really Machlokes Tanoim. So this pshat in the Koirech, maybe Hillel holds one way, you know, Hillel holds that if, but it's very interesting, Machlokes.
And that answers the question, so the Rav was asking, what's the difference?
What's the difference? I mean, if there's a Gzeres HaKosov that the Tzibur is not Nidches, so then what's the difference whether Roiv Tmeim or whether there's no Beis HaMikdash? So he's saying it makes a difference because the Cheshbin of Roiv in determining what a Tzibur is only when they're standing ready to be Makar of the Pesach. But if they're Bederach Rechaika, we don't even take them into account. In other words, let's say you have 100 Jews in the Azara, 10, by the Azara, 10 are Tamei, and you have the rest of Klal Yisrael delayed. So we should say, no, there's no Karban Pesach Sheni, because Ein Sibur Nidches. No, the halacha is we only count the people standing by the Azara, and standing by the Azara was only a miut, so they will be pushed off the Pesach Sheni. Okay, Rabbi, so just a few brief thoughts. Shkach everyone for coming, and have a great day.
You've just experienced another Torah class, brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.